Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Sports Radio 610 presents Seth Payne and Sean Pendergast.
We coming to H-Town. Let's get to work in, man. Let's go.
Great day. Great day. Oh, give me some juice, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Ground ball towards short. Flip to second. Fletcher's turn. Double play ends the game. A very, very frustrating series against the Braves. The Astros drop all three to Atlanta as the Braves win it 6-1 on Monday, 6-2 last night, and today coming from behind down two in the eighth and then scoring a run in the 10th to win it 5-4.
Yeah, this is bad, man. Welcome in, everybody. Happy Thursday to all of you. It feels a little disingenuous each and every day after these Astro games coming in and saying, happy whatever day it is, happy Tuesday, happy Thursday, whatever it is, because this team is bad at baseball right now, man.
They're really bad.
They're bad at baseball.
Boy, Jose Abreu. Man, it's one thing to not produce anything at the plate. It's quite another to be a... Isn't it perfect that Ryan Pressly can't pitch as Jose Abreu can't field?
Yeah, man.
And or nor hit. Like, it was everything right there in the eighth inning when Abreu couldn't field, like, a kind of awkward ball, but couldn't even stop it. And,
brutal.
What a brutal series.
Brutal.
Man.
They had finally welcome in, everybody, by the way. Good morning. Sean Pendergast.
Yeah, happy
Payne.
Thursday.
Yeah.
Sean's trying to ruin everything
well,
for you.
Welcome in. Not my fault.
Here's
man.
Your daily affirmations.
I'm not the one who gave Jose Abreu 3 years, $57 million. It ain't me. It looked like finally, like maybe a bit of a breakthrough yesterday, because the big issue with this series with the Braves, which ended in a sweep, had been the ability to hit with runners in scoring position, as it's been in many, many games this year.
Mm-hmm.
And finally, a little shuffle in the lineup by Joe Espada ended up working out. Alex Bregman gets a big hit to give them the lead, and then Kyle Tucker gets a double to tack on an insurance run, and then they hand the ball to Ryan Pressly. Things are working out. Montero comes in and does his thing in the sixth. Brian Abreu comes in and does his thing in the seventh. And then you're going to hand the ball to Ryan Pressly and Josh Hader, just like you drew it up on the chalkboard. And Hader was good. Unfortunately, by the time he got in, Pressly had given up two runs to tie the game at four. And then they lose 5-4 in extra innings yesterday. They're now 1-10 in extra innings over the last two seasons. They were 1-8 in extra innings last year, and they're 0-2 thus far this year in extra innings. This new extra inning rule is not treating – well, it's new. It's like 4 years old now. Not treating the Astros all that well.
If I was going to go one positive, one negative for Espada,
Okay.
Positive was the lineup change. It's the first time he's done anything at the top of the order.
Yeah.
And so far, so good for Bregman.
Yep.
Bregman, who'd been miserable with runners in scoring position, you know, as he's named to that dutiful role of trying to drive those dudes in. He was just abysmal with runners in scoring position. The rest of the team has been as well, but he did look a lot more like himself now.
Yep.
Yeah. Tucker looks still like, I feel like Tucker's been playing angry ever since Jordan got beaned a few games ago, and I'm all for Tucker's made some vicious plays in the field since then too. A couple sliding catches. So I don't know why I'm trying. I guess I'm filibustering, trying to stay away from Espada, who I'm still disgusted with over his comments after the game.
Yes, let's get to that. Let's get to that, because the Astros are off today, so there's nothing to preview or anything like that. Like, this is, we're doing the autopsy on what has been just a horrific, horrific season so far. They're 6-14 on the season. The Astros have never made the playoffs in a conventional year, in a year where they've been sub 500 through 20 games. Last time they were sub 500 through 20 games, I saw Sean Bajani tweet this, was 1981. They, in a year where they made the playoffs, they were 8-12. That was the split season. That was the strike. So the first half of the season didn't even matter. They won the second half of the season. So this is bad. There's like they're starting to get into territory where there's no precedent for prior Astro teams having a good season. You know what I mean?
Sean, this is it's a bunch of mumbo-jumbo you're spewing, and here's why.
Yeah.
Because, like, if internet commenters are to be believed, you, me, everybody wasn't even aware that the Astros existed before 2015.
Oh, that's true.
So I don't need these historical – I don't need these made-up facts clouding what I know to be the true Astros, which is 2015 onward.
That's fair
where
enough.
They've overcome some pretty damning odds.
Fair enough. I feel like I'm opening up one of those gigantic fable books and blowing dust off of it. And Cesar Cedeño is a fictional character. He's not an actual Houston Astro,
Trust me, child. I'm older than you.
Right, that's
what you're doing, you creep.
Yep.
Yeah, take your white van and get the hell out of my neighborhood.
Okay.
Your stats. Hey, kids, want to see some baseball stats?
All right. So Joe Espada, worst creeper ever. Yeah. Where's the ice cream, huh? This guy's offering candy over here. What the hell?
You guys
want to
play some electronic football? I got some in the back.
So Joe Espada, who I have kind of given a pass to so far this year because the pitching staff is decimated with injuries. Guy's in his first 3 weeks on the job. Like, it's not like he's coming in with four prior stops in managerial roles elsewhere. But I had my first, go bleep this guy moment yesterday after the game in the press conference. Because we know that Jeff Bagwell, Astro legend, who Jose Abreu is doing more and more damage to to Bagwell's legendary status by the day. Because we know Bagwell was a big influence on Jose Abreu being on this team. Bagwell's big thing is look at the back of the baseball card as to why Jose Abreu is still in the lineup, is even still on this team. I mean, we're getting into that kind of territory. Man, not you, Joe Espada. This was after the game last night.
Are there things you're seeing maybe not in-game or in-game with Abreu that gives you confidence that he can pull out of this offensively?
History. You know, the back of his baseball card. You know, he can do it.
Okay, so if you couldn't hear the question, it's basically like, why do you think Jose Abreu can pull out of this thing? And Joe Espada used the Jeff Bagwell answer. And let me just tell you something right now. Like, Joe Espada and Jeff Bagwell and anybody else who wants to use this back of the baseball card thing, stop. I'm being serious. Stop doing it. It's freaking insulting. It's insulting to the intelligence of your fan base. It's insulting to the intelligence of people that follow this team. It's insulting to the intelligence of the other guys on this team that aren't batting .078. Quite honestly. Yeah. And I know they're all being good soldiers and saying how much they like Jose Abreu and he's a good teammate and all this stuff. They're not dumb. He is washed. He's not good. And to your point, Seth, it's happening in the batter's box and it's happening at first base. He is losing games for you. The back of the baseball card, last I checked, includes 2023, a full season of this garbage that we've seen so far these first 20 games of the season.
There's either that or, because I would include in that, Sean, yeah, it insults your own intelligence whenever you say it, if you're a spot or whomever else, because of that, right? Okay, look at the back of the baseball card. You're talking about his stats over the years. Like, yeah, you were here last year too, Espada.
Right.
You're not new to this. This is, you saw last year. It was a bad enough saying last year, but when you didn't have the 2023 stats in totality, but it's way worse this year. But yeah, I look at, so yeah, hey, don't believe all this analytical mumbo jumbo. Just look at the stats. Like, yeah, that's what we're doing. Like, I have, like, on what world, in what world do we exist where our baseball decision makers are so dumb that they don't even understand the conventional stats? It drives me insane, Sean.
Yeah.
It drives me absolutely insane. Like, are we going to ignore his age on the back of the you know?
that's on the baseball card.
Yeah, his age is on the baseball card. I'll look at that.
Oh, my God.
Sean, did you see? I found it's equivalent. I found the cover of that old Sports Illustrated.
I saw.
It said the power of Jose Abreu.
I retweeted it.
And if I'm going to be using archaic sports mediums.
Yes.
Baseball cards. Well, yeah, Sports Illustrated is the most thriving, successful sports publication in all the land.
Oh, my God.
And it's got Jose Abreu on the cover. So I feel like I don't know what could go wrong with it. We've got a long history of Sports Illustrated covers helping this team out. It's predicted the 2017 World Series.
Dude, think about that. There was a book written about this team, about the space age analytics that they used to pull this team out of the muck and make it the gold standard for analytics and how to run a baseball team, independent of maybe a little bit of sign stealing. But they wrote a book about the analytics of this baseball team, and now the people running it are like, look at the baseball card.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Hey, I'm going to tell you another thing, Sean. I'm going to tell you another thing, doofus. As I'm talking to you, the voice you're doing. Listen, doofus.
Why's the Abreu in there? I'll tell you why. Look here.
You know, honestly, when Bagwell's doing the games, I try to just enjoy it for what it is and not think about the front office stuff or anything. Like, okay, here's an ex-Astros great, and he's just telling me about baseball, teaching me the finer aspects of playing first base. I wish Abreu could listen in but via Bluetooth while he's playing. Hey, Baggy. We're not going to interview Abreu. You're just going to give him tips on the finer aspects of playing first base
while we're doing the game.
But no, the one thing that honestly bothered me this weekend was that Todd Kalas brought up ex-WOBA or ex-WOBACON. It's expected weighted on base average, right? Or expected weighted on base average on contact. Right. Obviously the old shtick is, hey, old school baseball dude isn't going to know that or what have you. But you're part of a front office that claims that the old school guys respect and understand the value of analytics.
Yeah.
I really don't like Bagwell either openly saying or maybe pretending to not even really have a clue what ex-WOBA is. Like, I'm cool if you don't. I'm cool if you got certain disagreements with ways analytics are used, but you've got to at least make an attempt to understand the analytics first.
Best case, he's mocking it.
Best case.
Best case, he's mocking it and knows what it is. You know,
but
what
to
I mean?
Like act or maybe actually show that you really are don't even have an awareness of what it is. Like if you don't actually have an awareness of what it is, I don't understand how. It's not like the stats dudes don't try to understand normal actual baseball.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Likewise, the actual baseball dudes, if they're in an organization that supposedly values the analytics, at the very least know what you're talking about when you're trying to discredit them.
I remember that exact instance in that game. God, I wish we had the audio of it, because I could hear 15 seconds in to Callis talking about it, and he's bringing up ex-WOBA and talking about what it is. I'm like, this is not going to go well, with Jeff Bagwell in the booth. And sure enough, it went exactly how you described it. I'm like, yep, this is what it sounds like listening to my sons explain TikTok to my dad. You know, like, that's what this is. Like, just, all right, I did TikTok, okay.
But this is the thing. If you look at what made the Astros great, one of those things was, say, Brent Strom.
Yeah.
An old-school coach, but who was extremely open to all the new technology and new ways to think about baseball.
Yep.
That's the perfect blend. Luno was that same way. Hinch was that same way. Baseball player, old school baseball guy, but with a very good understanding and appreciation for the analytical side. Now, instead, you're kicking it back to 2002 almost.
Yep.
Where you got the tobacco chewing scout versus the new age dude, and it's just a bunch of stupidity.
Yep.
That's what it feels like. We're back to just clubbing people over the heads, with sticks.
Caveman baseball, man. Yeah. Caveman baseball. All right. Off and running on a Thursday, Sean Pendergast, Seth Payne with you. Mark Schlereth, three-time Super Bowl winner. We know Mark Schlereth, radio in Denver, former offensive lineman. He's on the Utopia podcast, drops today. We've got some of the audio from that. Who bears the brunt of holding Stephon Diggs accountable? And boy, he's got some good things to say about a Houston Texan that a lot of guys have had good things to say about. He's got a message for Seth Payne too. We'll get to that coming up next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it, with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.